This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 321. Now we're starting a brand new franchise. We're going to start off with the Jack Ryan franchise, okay? We got five films. I believe it's five films. Yes. The TV shows we're not tackling, for those of you out there, so we're not going to tackle the John Kurinsky films, or I mean TV shows, the three seasons of it. But we're going to do the five films here for this month. So we're going to do the first of the bunch. We're going to do The Hunt for Red October from 1990. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is...
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, please introduce our lovely guest.
Oh, well, you know, he's been here before. He's a veteran. He's done two episodes with us. He did a little Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, I think, and Stealth. He's back. He is Evan from Pop Culture 33. Evan, say hello to everyone and let them know where they could find you on online.
Hello, I'm Evan. You can find me at Pop Culture 33 on Instagram and YouTube.
There he is, and he's back, and he's ready to talk some submarines.
All right, so let's kick it all off before we go into financials and then, of course, the Rotten Tomatoes and all that jazz. But I do want to know is, Nate and Evan, do you guys know anything about the character Jack Ryan? Do you read the books? Do you know anything about him? Before you got into the Red Hunt for the Red October, Nate, start it all off because I know.
Yeah, let me go first because Evan's going to have a lot more to say about this than me. I already know it. No, I don't know crap. I don't read. I don't know how to read. I've never read a book in my life. So that's not true. I've read a book in my life, but I don't read. So I never read any of the books. That's number one. Number two, I haven't even seen all of these movies that we're going to be doing in this franchise. I have seen this one, and I've never seen the Harrison Ford ones, and I've seen the Chris Pine one and Shadow half of the Ben Affleck one. So I haven't even seen them. So my familiarity is only a little bit, and that's all I'll say. It's not a character that I like love or know a ton about or anything like that.
All right, Evan.
Jack Ryan is one of my favorite characters ever to be written in books and screen. So I'm a little obsessed. As a historian myself, this is my superhero, you know, a guy who's just smart and able to save the day. I discovered him as a kid with The Hunt for the Red October on VHS. And then I've read a couple of the books, haven't read all of them because there's way too many. Yeah. But I have seen every film and TV adaptation of the character. And I know what happens overall in the book series. So
that's why you picked this one, I'm assuming.
Yes. My scores will probably show my true love for this movie.
This is your Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
This is your Alex's Ghostbusters. Is this The Hunt for Red October?
Okay. Yeah. Now for myself, I do enjoy the character a lot. So I did watch the Jen Kurinsky TV show, which I enjoyed a lot. And then I love the movies from The Clear Present Danger and then the other Patriot Games. So those are my joints. And I want to stop this debate now because we're not going to have Evan for future episodes in terms of the Jack Ryan series. This is the only one he signed up for. Let's just end it here because last episode I said there's a certain actor that you enjoy as the role, and everybody here was making fun of me. Oh no, how you put words in this guy's mouth? So, Evan, to prove myself right in front of everybody and the millions listening at home, please let everyone know who is your favorite Jack Ryan without putting in John Kurinsky, the ones that played them in the films. Who is your favorite one? Let's see if I was
Alec Baldwin.
Who?
Alec Baldwin.
Thank you. I knew it. And why? Why? Well, no, you know what? Not yet. Don't do it. Why? We'll do save it on the other character. Yeah, save it. So it is Alec Baldwin. I was right.
Yes.
I was right.
See, after this one, he's like, it's all downhill from here.
Pretty much. Alec Baldwin's only the first one. Because what I was saying was in the episode prior, I said, I know Evan, he's going to say he is the most accurate to the books.
You did? Yeah. Now that you're saying that, you did say
Remember that?
You did say that.
Is it at least semi-true, Evan?
Alec Baldwin embodies what Jack Ryan is supposed to be.
So at least I know my friends.
Okay.
At this point, yes. I know my friends. Okay, so
you're right.
All right, so let's have fun. Let's go into some financials and let's get into the review because I want to hear everyone's stuff. Okay. Financially, The Hunt for Red October 1990 was budgeted at $30 million. Okay. Mm-hmm. Not bad for 1990 film, $30 million. This sucker made a worldwide total of $200 million.
Oh, in 1990
successful.
Money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so, a good, that's a cool half a billy now in modern day. Money. Yeah. It's $500 million at least.
Yeah. So Evan, what do you think of those financials for the film?
It makes perfect sense. So if you follow Tom Clancy as a writer in the late '80s, early 90s, this is where his books were outselling everything. So he was the number one author. Everyone was reading he published a book and it was the number one. So in the fact that this movie is now coming out, and I think this is the very first Tom Clancy movie was based off of the character and stuff. So I think it was just golden to be a hit for those people. And then you have Sean Connery, you have all these big names that just, I mean, Sean Connery on that poster, how do you not go see the movie?
That's true.
I mean, not only do you have Sean Connery, you have Alec Baldwin, but directing of John McTiernan, who's at this point Die Hard, mm-hmm. Predator, you know, like all he does is make box office hit movies. So it was, I agree with Evan, it's kind of had a recipe for success going in.
Yeah. No, I agree. All right, let's get right into some Rotten Tomatoes here, okay? Let's get to critics and audience first before we get to the review. So Nate, please take it away.
This is one of those rare ones. I don't know. This hasn't happened that much, but they have the exact same score. Critics and audiences.
Wow.
Yeah, they're both very high and they're exact same. Both 88% for critics and 88% for audiences as well.
That's not bad.
It's not very bad. Good. And it almost never happens that they're right on like that, but a double 88.
That's not bad. That's not bad. All right. Let's get to the
I'm now scared to do this review because I'm going to be the bad guy of this whole thing. I already know it.
I think Evan is going to outshine you in this episode.
I'm going to let him. I'm going to keep everything very brief and short. Everyone's here to hear Evan. He is the expert. I am just some guy. Yeah. I don't know.
Let's find out. Let's go with Evan first, the encyclopedia of the Jack Ryan here. So you go first.
I don't know about saying that.
You are the encyclopedia between us
two. You're the biggest fan.
Take it away. Yeah, you're the biggest fan. So take it away with lead character. How did you think of Alec Baldwin in the role of Jack Ryan?
Well, I've already spoiled it. I think he's perfect. Okay. So Alec Baldwin, don't forget, this is kind of his first big movie. Before this, he's kind of a comedy, maybe a scary guy. He's not that well liked. He's in movies before that. And he comes in and he just wears it so well. And he pulls off the thinking man that so many try to do, but they always look like they need a poop. It's kind of the face. But he pulls it off where he's thinking and he has that look and he goes, I got it. He's putting it together. And I don't know if that's just, I think it's all three, the script, the direction, and him as an actor pulling it all together where he's just sitting there and he's thinking, like when he's first meeting with president's security staff guy and they're all talking and they're just keep showing him in the background and Alec Baldwin's just thinking and boom, he gets it and starts yelling at him and said, this is what happens.
Yeah.
I think he just pulls it off so well that. And the way he brings Jack Ryan as being smart and the guy who's not supposed to be there. And he's just here because kind of by accident and but he needs to be there to save the day just works. I think he pulls it off perfectly. So, and for that's what Jack Ryan is. He's a guy who's not supposed to be in these spots, but he's the only one that knows how to put it all together. So
what's the score?
My score is a 5. So
no way.
Perfection.
All right. Hey, lovely. Love it. All right, Nate, what you got?
I got to follow that. All right. Well, you know what? I'm not even lying. Before Evan started talking, I also gave him a 5. Look, I agree on all fronts. I think Alec Baldwin was kind of perfect casting in this at this time, at this point in his career. I like him. I like him as an actor. I think he's crazy in real life, but he's been in a lot of roles that I've enjoyed him in. And they gave him enough backstory, right? Like, you know, he's an analyst now because he was in the Navy or Marines. Navy, I think, right? And he got injured. He fell out of a helicopter. Hurt his back. You know, the guy asks him, how's your back at that one part? But they give him the backstory. He has a family, got a daughter, got a wife. They give you enough where you can root for the guy. And, you know, this is one of those heroes that I enjoy because there's no, like, there's no dark edge to him. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't have this. He's not, like, kind of crooked or willing to do. He's just good and wants to do the right thing. And it's refreshing. You know, this is a more of an old school type hero that, you know, you don't always get these anymore. So I quite enjoyed him. I thought the performance was really good. And, you know, we don't normally score performance, but it helps when the performance is good. Mm-hmm. But it's a well-written character, executes what he's supposed to do. You root for him. You want him to succeed. So for that, I give him a 5.
When it comes to Jack Ryan in this film, he's the more, out of all the 5 films, this is the only one that's like more, I guess you could say grounded in a sense of he's not attached to the action much. He's like, he's an analyst. He ain't nothing more than that. He ain't going to be jumping off helicopters and roofs chasing bad guys. Like this dude he just works on information, very patriotic. Him and my man James Greer, which is played by James L. Jones. So they're doing their stuff. But in terms of I do like Alec Baldwin. I'm not a big fan of the actor himself. Like, I think he's really good and he's like a Swiss Army knife. Like, he's really good at any role that he touches. He could be funny. He could be dramatic. I loved him in the Mission Impossible when he was one of the head guys there. He fit perfect in that world. But, and again, he got that from working with Jack Ryan. So he had that background in those roles. So I liked him. In the movie, I do agree with Evan, though. Yeah, he's very thinking a lot. And I know what scene you're talking about. It's the scene that he goes, son of a bitch. And everyone's like, you know, the president was like, what did you say? And then he's like telling him. Like, I do agree. Like, that's all sense. And I even like at the end when he tells the captain of the U.S. tells him, are you going to go and chase him? He's like, go get a gun and go after him, too. Like when Sean Connery went after the cook.
Yeah.
And then my favorite line of the whole movie, he goes, it's the cook? Yeah. He has the gun. That was my favorite line of the whole movie. Huh. He was like, the cook? Yeah. And then he shot him. But again, I liked that part of the movie. Like, he's really good. I don't think anything wrong with the film has nothing to do with Alec Baldwin at all. I thought he was really good in the character himself. Okay, so 5 across the board. Let's go to main villain here. I'm going to let Nate pick it because Nate always picks the villains here because I really did not know where to go with this.
It is Sean Connery for the runtime of the movie. Now, obviously, something happens throughout the film. What his plan is discovered and changes.
Yeah.
However, you got to think when going into the movie, he is the bad guy of the story until they kind of solve what's going on. And then at that point, it's just like some random cook guy who like goes, okay, obviously we do spoilers here. So essentially you have the submarine, these Russian people, they want to defect, you know, leave Russia, it's communist, all this kind of stuff. And then there's this one guy on the submarine though that is like the cook. And he's like, I'm not doing it. I'm going to set off this thing and we're going to make a whole war in Russia and all this kind of stuff. So I'm not going to score him as the main villain because he's just a random dude who like at the end, you know, in the third act does that. Mm-hmm. So we're going to score Connery. As such, I gave him a 4. I think the performance is great, but again, we're not scoring that. I wish, and I don't know about the book. Again, I didn't read the book. I have no idea. But I wish the reveal was dragged out till later in the movie because as soon as, because he seemed like, he's going rogue. You know, I thought he was going to be just a rogue general, right? Going rogue. He's going to take the ship, do the whole thing with the missiles off of the coast of America. And then they're going to see, and then we're going to go to Cuba and all this kind of stuff. But Jack Ryan kind of puts it together like halfway through the movie. Like it doesn't take him the whole movie to know. Now it's not confirmed until they're doing the little Morse code scene, but still you have it in your mind. Like, well, maybe this guy's not a bad guy, you know, which that's the only point I deducted because other than that, Sean Connery's great. I think it is funny how he talks a little bit of Russian at the beginning, but he like kind of talks it really soft. That way you don't know if it's bad or not. And then it does that thing where they switch to English. But then even when he's speaking English, he doesn't have he doesn't do a Russian accent. He's like, I'm not even going to bother with that. I'm Irish or Scottish. So I did like him. I just wish I didn't know he wasn't really bad so early on. I wish they didn't leave that on. That's my only gripe. 4.
Okay. Evan.
So I was struggling with this. If we do just Sean Connery as a villain, I could get on board with a 4. But I was also, I picked the villain as Russia.
I was going to say that.
The ideas. Russia. Ideas of Russia. Because you also, because at that point, because of the reveal early on, we know he's defecting. Right. But we don't know who's a traitor, who's really with Russia, who's not with Russia, who's going to win. It's the idea of it. And it's a perfect 90s, you know, the torn curtain and all that stuff, red curtain, whatever it was called, when we're, you know, Cold War stuff mentality. And so I kind of, if you look at it as Russia, as the idea in the two states fighting each other, it's like a perfect 5 because we don't know everything that's happening in that unknown. Like when the guy's doing the thing, I hope you're right. When he, you know, all that suspensefulness of going, we don't know what's going to happen. And is Sean Connery, because we know pretty early on that he's trying to do this with a small group, is he going to be able to get away with it? And so I gave it a 5. So if we just do Sean Connery, I'm on board with 4 because it is, he's not really a villain, because I think like 45 minutes into the movie, yeah. It's pretty confirmed he's not doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not bad. So, yeah. I didn't really look at him as a villain.
Yeah. And you also have Stellan Skarsgård in the other sub, right? Trying to chase him down and blow him up. Mm-hmm. You could also factor that in. So,
yeah.
I put all those people as Russia, the politician that was going to the White House. It's more, I put them all as kind of just Russia against America at that moment.
Yeah. I went with Russia too, because of the, once you got the ambassador come sit in front of one of the United States guys, ambassador for the United States, and he's telling him lies, going, you know what, can you help us get this ship and approved by the president to set up this entire war between United States and Russia? I was like, all right, Russia's the one's going to be the bastard. And they send that ship, that other ship, to try to blow him off at the same time. So I agree with Evan. I will go with Russia, and I will say in terms of that, I gave it a 5 because honestly, you really did not know who was bad or good. I thought Tim Curry was bad at one point, and I was like, I thought he was bad. Then I thought my man Dr. Grant was bad. Yeah, I thought Sam Neill was bad, and I thought it would have been pretty cool if he was bad because he looked evil anyway.
Yeah.
But he had more of the Russian accent than Sean Connery anyway in the movie. But
he tried.
He was like, I want to go to Montana.
And the Russia at the very end of the movie, when Sean Connery is asked, or his character was asked, why did you do it? He goes, well, Russia wants to attack first.
Yeah.
And this is the ship that would do it. And I can't have that because this would just kill millions of people pretty much. So I'm giving it to you, which technically, are you trusting America not to then use it on another country? That's a bold ask at that moment. But I think that's why it's Russia.
I mean, I give it. Yeah. So in all, I think Russia is the villain. So I gave it a 5. I thought that whole dilemma raised the stakes for this film. All right. I don't know how we're going to go with this one. Action scenes, Evan.
Well, how are we going with it? Are we going off of just a thriller, or is it an action movie?
No, it's an action.
Because that's what...
the podcast is action, so this is
action,
where...
right?
Yeah, so you gotta go with the action part.
Yeah. So if we're going just action, I'm giving it a 3.
Okay.
Because it's not a 5. But for the movie itself, it does perfect action for the type of movie it is. But is it great action? No. Like, the most suspenseful was when he was crawling through to try to get the cook, you know? You're like going, and then you get the cook and he's just holding it in. And like, you know, I felt like I was watching The Specialist again. Like, you know, I mean, you know, one of the most suspenseful was when he drops himself out of the airplane, out of the helicopter in the water. So this is not a action heavy movie, but I think what you get for it fits perfectly. But if you're judging on action, it's not great. But that's why I gave it a 3.
You got the gist. There's plenty of movies that me and Alex have given like 4s and 5s and given the action a low score because Tequila Sunrise, there's one boat exploded. That was it. So, you know, what are we going to do? But the movie's still great. I agree with everything you said. Like, this movie, it has a little, okay, you get Sean Connery breaking that dude's neck in the beginning. On the table. You get Alec Baldwin dangling from the helicopter. You get a little shooting at the end when the cook is shooting at them, and then they chase him and they shoot. So there's some guns. And then you have some really horrible looking torpedo stuff where the torpedo cartoon torpedoes are going through the water. I gave it a 2. But where I agree with you is the movie didn't necessarily need more big action set pieces. So it's not a knock on the movie, but just scoring the action for what's in there, I had to give it a 2. Some of it looks not that great, and the rest of it's fine, but it's minimal. It is a suspenseful thriller with a touch of action rather than the other way around.
When
it comes to, see, the heart of this movie is pretty much storyline, pretty much. In terms of action, I gave it a solid 2. First of all, the scenes in the submarine are dark. I didn't know what that... My OLED cannot even pick up a submarine. Like, it was really dark. Like, super dark. There was a scene in the movie that was, like, pitch black. And I was like, what is this? And you hear the ping, the ping. And I was like, whoa. I was like, that's a submarine?
Horrible
transfer in the 4K.
What is?
Yeah. I was like, what is going... Yeah, I did not like the transfer on the 4K for Red Hunt October. I was like, uh-uh. But in terms of the action itself, yeah, I like the ending submarine chase between the two. I thought it was pretty cool and clever, but again, You couldn't see shit. Like, it was just murky water and, like,
two
it was
cut weird. Blobs going at
each
other.
Yeah. One thing Nate always talks about is fighting underwater. It does not work. And submarine movies, I'm sorry. I can't get behind
submarines. It's my least favorite action type, underwater. I don't like it.
I don't mind it in war movies when they show it in the distance and they shoot it and you see it going across the water and you're going, oh, damn, that's cool. But when it's underwater, I can't. I don't know. I mean, but yeah.
Wasn't it hilarious when the submarine at the end explodes and it's just one little fireball on top of it? Like, you see the water go up and you just go, this little, and I started laughing. I was like, this can't be.
Yeah, it's like in compressed.
Yeah, they should just left that fire out. Just put the water doing it.
I mean, you had that. You got the Sean Connery thing. You got the shooting inside the thing, the galley. You had the fake the fake gas leak that they had to get everyone out and to leave. And I mean, other than that, I couldn't. There was nothing suspenseful. I go, oh my God, this is amazing. But I gave it a 2. You, Nate, gave it a 2. Evan gave it a 3. Okay, storyline. Neat.
Yeah. And by the way, again, John McTiernan directed. So if they wanted to go crazy action, he was the guy to do it. So also, Alex, I don't know who he is. Fun fact. Director of photography, Jan de Bont. That's our boy. Speed.
I know.
Twister.
I saw that. Yeah.
I know. He did DP for McTiernan on a few movies. So storyline. A great storyline. Fantastic. Fantastic storyline. That's where the movie shines, is in the story. Now, I'm probably going to, again, I'll probably be the villain here. I didn't give it a 5 because I don't love these kind of movies as much as you guys love these kind of movies. I like them, but sometimes I get a little confused. Like, I don't know what's quite going on. There was a few times where they're, you know, like they're talking and I'm just like, I'm not really sure exactly at this moment kind of what's happening. And not in the way of like, I'll find out later. More like, I just don't know what they're saying. You know what I mean? So there's a few times where I was like that. I also think for me, as far as the script goes, like the movie's 2 hours and 15 minutes. And the to me, it didn't really kick in until about 45 minutes in, when, like Evan, you mentioned before, like that 45 minute. From then on, I thought it was a 5. But that beginning part, like there's a lot of stuff that's happening and it's kind of slow. It starts off really slow. It's building. You're meeting characters. Okay, I get that. And then it just still kind of going. And then it doesn't get into the really exciting parts until that about 45 minutes in. So I gave it a 4. I still think it's very good. But this is not my favorite kind of like thriller, although I do think it's very good.
Okay, Evan.
The storyline is, for me, is perfect. I love this film. I watch this movie about twice a year. So when I say it's one of mine, I'm addicted to this film. I love the beginning part. I love how slow it is. It is slow. And some people, like my wife, gets bored out of their mind watching it. But I love that part because the movie doesn't tell you everything. Like, they don't just tell you everything up front. This is what's happening. You have to discover with Jack Ryan, per se. I think the script does such a good job with that. And I love the little parts of a person who's an analyst who has to research, like when he goes to his friend and then he gets the call to go meet James Greer. They're in a warehouse looking through papers trying to figure out what this proportion is, you know, the submarine has. And you just have all these little hints of what he does and they just put it in the script and just have these conversations. And it's Jack Ryan's gets discovered, how you learn, how's your back? Fine. What's wrong with his back? You don't find that out another 30 minutes later on the ship, and the other general goes, did you not see the ring he did? This is what happened to him. So don't knock him that he's not in the military. He served his country. Like, you got to discover a character instead of having it just be all in the first 5 minutes. So I loved it. And at the same time, I think the suspense, the thriller of what's happening, we don't know. Like, I've seen this movie so many times. I have the same enjoyment and excitement through it. So it's a perfect match for me.
All right. Well, awesome. You know, I might, Nate, what did you give it?
A 4.
Okay. Well, I think I might be the bad guy here. Okay. Oh, no. I like these stories a lot. I do like these stories a lot. I Tom Clancy films and shows, I enjoy watching a lot. It's like my bread and butter of stuff. This movie, I have to agree with Evan. Wife, it's boring. Like the first, I don't want Evan to punch me in the face, but when I like, there are certain parts of the film when you're watching it, it literally drags, and you're like, yo, bro, like, get to the point here. Like, I already know where we got to get to, but it's just and again, I guess it's like the way it was told, right? Because you could do a lot of these scenes and do it really fast to get to point A to point B. And I understand that this is a book and this is the first time they're adapting it to the film for the first time. So they had to give you like the novelization version. Did I say it right? The novelization?
It feels like a book. It
felt like a book come to life.
An early 90s thrillers. Because if you remember, like at this time, Pelican Brief is long and slow. Yeah. Like these were a big hit in 90s, these longer movies that were for adults to enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah. So like for me, that first half of the film was dragged. I was like, oh my God. I was like, but the thing is, it doesn't take away from me the enjoyment of the film. I just felt like the way they were presenting it for me was way too stretched out. And I was like, man, you could really tighten this up really quick in modern writing. You could. Like, for instance, there's scenes in Evan could testify, in season 3 of Jack Ryan, when he's doing his searching, it's pretty quick. Like, they do it in a way, they do it in a way that he's taking his time, but they do it like bam, 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 and you're on to the next scene. You already know what he did with his searches. And I like that. This movie, if they knocked that out, I would have been like, yo, this is a 5. But I gave it a 3. It's good. I like the story. I like the whole defecting from Russia. I love the Sean Connery storylines. That is pretty cool. My nitpicks are pretty much this is just a long novelization of these things. It's just way too long for me, for this type of first film. So I give it a 3. So Evan, please don't punch me in the face when you see me. But I give it a 3.
You give it, I mean, I understand. That's what I was kind of saying about the beginning, but first 40, it's a little slow for me, but yeah.
And Jack Ryan, and the thing with Jack Ryan for me, like I love is the connection between him and Kathy. I love the connection between him and his wife. It's that dynamic of, that was like his solid rock. Seconds. It brings him back into reality, right? Like he's so much into his work. She brings him back as a person. Like you're a human, you know what I mean? You're not a robot all the time. And you know, the daughter, but this movie didn't focus on that relationship, which is played by Beverly Crusher. But Star Trek, Next Generation. But anyway, I gave it a 3. Nate gave it a 4. Evan gave it a 5. Okay, overall, the entire film. Let's go with Nate.
4 for me. That's a 4. I think it's good. Again, I don't have the attachment to this because I never saw this when I was younger, even though it came out when I was a kid and I love 90s movies. I didn't see this until maybe like 5 or 6 years ago was the first time I saw it. So okay. I didn't grow up with it or anything like that. Even as such, I think it's a very good 90s suspense thriller. One of our patrons in the side chat here mentioned Crimson Tide. I think Crimson Tide is a superior movie to this movie as far as submarine thriller, 90s thrillers. But that's just me. That one has a little more energy to it. This one's a little, like, I agree. It is, to Evan's point, it's paced the way it needs to be, but it's slower. It's a slower paced man's thriller. It's not a whiz-bang explosion, you know, crazy fast. So, as such, I still gave it a 4. I think it's a very good movie. So, yeah, a 4.
All right, Evan.
What do you think I gave it?
A 6. So,
if I can, I would. It's a 5,
okay.
Which is so funny because a lot of people always compare it. You said Crimson Tide, and I do not compare the two.
Okay.
Crimson Tide is, to me, a Top Gun, a speed. Like, it's in that type of, like, action genre. It's in a submarine. But this movie is more in, like, All the President's Men, Pelican Brief, The Firm, 90s political thing. All the President's Men came out earlier. But that kind of thinking man, you know, Marathon Man, you think 3 Days of the Condor, all those type of movies. They're not even, the only thing they have in common are that they're both on submarines.
Yes.
And so, and this movie, Hunt, I think fits that perfect. Like, I watch and I go, this is what the 90s felt like for me. You know, I watch so many of these types of movies that we don't make because we have to do it speed and stuff like that. I was hoping, like you said, Jack Ryan TV show, I was hoping we would get more slow instead of just speed action because you got a TV show. We don't need it. Have it so fast in a 2-hour movie, but we didn't. We get an action Jack Ryan instead of getting a Jack Ryan in action, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so to me, this is a perfect film for me.
I totally get it. I totally understand what you mean. I mean, well, you did get a hint of it in the first Jack Ryan season 1 was more of the analyst / action hero. Yeah. And then the third one, they took it to the full blown action hero version of Jack Ryan, which, by the way, it was good. It was really good. You ever know what I'm talking about? That ending was the best ending for like this type of story. It was really good.
They finally they finally figured out the TV show in the third season and then not make any more.
Exactly.
And I don't understand
I agree with you on that. okay, so with that, said, with that said, overall, I agree with you guys. I gave it a 4. I think it's a very entertaining spy genre, if you want to call it spy genre or government thriller, whatever the hell it is called, that espionage stuff or government.
Political thriller.
Political thriller. Yeah, yes. There you go. That's a great word, Nate. Yeah. Political thriller. I think this is great. You got Alec Baldwin at his best. You got Sean Connery. I mean, after this, he did The Last Crusade with Indiana Jones because that thing came out in 89 or 90s. One of those 2 years, right? The 30s.
I thought he filmed this. He filmed Indiana Jones first, and that's why Harrison Ford passed on it, because he didn't want to do another Sean Connery movie with him just being his father.
Oh. Gotcha.
So Harrison Ford was the number one pick for this movie.
That's why he did the next.
And he doesn't. He turns it down, and then say, "Well, we could save some more money." And well, they almost got Tom Selleck to do it, but he turned it down, and they got this unknown guy named Alec Baldwin, and said, "Let's see if we could do that. Save some money." And then Alec Baldwin asked for so much money, and they said, "We could get Harrison Ford to do that at that price." And that's what they did. Yeah. They paid them. Imagine they paid them that price and just got Harrison Ford.
Just did all three of them.
You know, it's pretty interesting. If you look at, I mean, we all know the next one is going to be Harrison Ford. But if you look at Harrison Ford into the Red Hunt of October going through, it would have been an interesting trilogy.
K-9 Willimeco.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. K-19
Willimeco.
We did that movie. That was, oh Lord. But anyway, I enjoyed it a lot. I thought the score was really well done for this movie. Very 90s score. It's very 90s. But okay, 4 total points. Neat.
19 out of a 25. Mostly because the action is low. So, you know, that hurt it. It was good. It was a good movie. Again, one of the ones I've seen, and I liked it.
All right, Evan.
This is the only podcast that this would not get a perfect score for me because of the action type podcast.
I love it.
It's a 23.
I love it. You see, Nate? Throw that wrench, baby. You throw that wrench in, and they don't know what to do. That's what I like about it. That's what makes it fun. Yeah. So, okay, so you got 23. Yeah. All right, so for myself, it's a 19 out of a 25. So, again, it doesn't hurt the movie at all. I mean, it's still a great, fantastic film if you're into that whole stuff. But, all right, Nate, also, what is coming up next?
One of our patrons gave the action a 5. I don't know which version they watched, but they gave the action. They watched a director's cut or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they watched the wrong version. Okay, well, here's what we got coming up. We will have Evan back for our next episode. We're going back to our cops. What did I call it? Oh, Cops and Robbers Month. We're going to be doing a little Street Kings and from 2008, I believe it is. Yep. And then next week, we're changing actors. We're going Harrison Ford, Patriot Games. Never seen it. Never seen neither of his. I like this as like a James Bond, right? Because like all these different five movies and 4 different actors played the role. So we're going to be jumping around a little bit. But so next 2 episodes, Street Kings with Evan, Patriot Games, just me and Al.
Oh, all right. Well, this is going to be fun. It's going to be fun. When you don't watch the movies, it's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
I like going back and rewatching them. So it makes it fun to break these down. Like I said, it's really hard when you start to break it down because it goes from your favorite to the worst or from the worst to your favorite.
It really breaks your heart when you have to confront these lame action scenes that...
we haven't done The Fugitive yet, and again, I don't know if we are.
Your heart.
But the scene where he's fighting his best friend in the thing, and he punches him once, and I'm like, oh, dude, this is really done. When he hits him with a chair, I'm
one
like,
punch,
what is this?
Anyway, 1 point,
yeah, 1 point, yeah. So anyway, all right, guys. Well, Evan, thank you so much for joining us for one of your favorite books and your favorite franchise character. If you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram. Now, this is new information here. We're now not going lives on YouTube anymore for the time being. Okay, I have a new kid and I have to stretch out my time here. But we are going live on Instagram on Netflix Reviews. Okay, so again, Netflix Reviews every other Monday. We are going to be live on Instagram. It's so much easier for us to communicate with everybody and all that stuff. So again, Netflix Reviews. And then the following week, him and his friends get together. They do their stuff. But it's going to be heavy on Netflix Reviews on Instagram. Instagram. Action Movie Guys podcast stuff. Again, the Geeks and Flicks Instagram page. And then, of course, our official website at geeksandflicks.com. Other than that, Evan, again, like I said, thank you so much for this episode. I hope you had a blast.
I did.
Yes. Can't wait for the next episode. But again, till then, be awesome to each other and geek out.